My name is Clarice Fletcher. I live at Peonia Care Nursing Home.
Can you remember a Christmas that really stands out in your mind? Like when you think about Christmas, what's a time?
It's nice. Music, yes. Our church always had, we sang in a choir and everything. We had games and we played and we got presents and stuff. It was very nice. We always went up to the lake at Christmas time, sang and had a good time.
What's life like for you now?
It's a little harder, but it's okay. Yeah, because I can't get out of this wheelchair. I'm in it for the rest of my life. So. Lost my sister about a year ago on Thanksgiving, and that was hard because we were very close.
The holidays are traditionally a time of giving, happiness, and joy. But for a lot of people, the holidays can be tough. While a lot of us are home with our families, opening presents, and enjoying each other's company, not everyone has the same holiday experience. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton. And in this festive season, Allie Lightfoot and I interviewed some lovely ladies over at Peonia Care Center. We wanted to give these wise women a voice and the reach to share their stories with our community. We spoke with each of them about their most memorable Christmases. We'll warn you, they are not all happy and full of cheer. But our hope is that you, our listeners, will open your hearts and minds to keeping it real and perhaps offer the opportunity to remind us all what we have to be grateful for.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
My name is Anna Marie Dewart Mihalich. I lived here all my life with my parents, so I know the town real well. We used to have a Christmas dinner at the house. We invited my family. We came to the house and had dinner. And then we played games after Christmas.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
No brothers or sisters. I'm all by myself. No husband, no children. I have a kitty. That's all I have. I've been here since September 27th when the hospital, I've been in and out of the hospitals. They did not know what was the matter with me. And the hospital doctor found out that I have an infection from a pill that they gave me. And the doctor, would I like to sue him? Yes. But it's been a long...
Been a long couple of months.
I have seen... When I see the house, I cry. I like to see the kitty. Can't. So it'll be sometime after another week before I can go back down and show them the house and show them what it looks like and how it's going to be satisfactory to them until I get everything fixed for myself to get well. But I'll tell you, I went through a lot of hell. They did not know if I was going to make it. That one doctor said, just take her home. She's going to die tonight. I fooled him. I'm still here. Yeah. But I wish sometime I would have died. But this is a pretty hard... These people are very, very good to you. They're very nice how they got me well. And to get well.
What would you like to tell people about Christmas? What's something that people could do on Christmas that would make a difference and make things better for people?
Oh, gosh, I would not know. Maybe stay with your family, because you don't know when your family's going to die. If they're older people, because I've seen these people, and I'm telling you, they about make you cry. And I hope next year about this time, I'll be home for good. That I won't be sick no more. 2 years this has been going on. And they could never find out what was the matter with me. And they found out this year. So that's about all I can say, but stay around your family. Be happy with that you got a family, sisters and brothers that will help you. Anybody, all your family will help you. That's all I can say about them.
Teresa Snyder has been at Paonia Care for a year and a half. When she was 22, a day before her wedding, her family was in a car accident. Teresa went through the windshield and suffered a stroke. Her parents did not survive. Teresa's whole life changed, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Before the car accident, Teresa had only been to church a handful of times. But in 2001, she started receiving messages from God regularly and says she's visited heaven several times. Here is her story.
When I had the accident, I went through the windshield and I had the stroke. And I was in a coma for almost a month. And everything I owned, I lost. And so when I kind of come back, God come with it. I can see God. And there's things I've seen a lot, actually. I can see my dad and mother once in a while. They were young.
They were young?
Young. My dad was 51 and my mother was 4 when. But now in heaven, the first time I saw my dad, I figured he was 23. So he's way young and happy. The first time that I went heaven, I was 2001 that year. 2 and 3 in the morning. I was sleeping in my tummy, but I never do. Mm-hmm. And I'm waking up and I see the earth. I could feel the ground, but I couldn't see anything. It was like I was floating, but it was in the ground. I could feel it. And up above, beautiful, huge gate. It was very different. It was black and white. I would have to show you. And then behind it was beautiful red and gold, like fire.
This has happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, I said, I didn't do that until a year and a half, and all of a sudden, I had to do it. It was like I had to do it. Mm-hmm. And it took an hour and a half to do that.
To do what?
Draw it. I've got the drawing.
Oh, you drew it. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Do you have that drawing here?
I've got it in the home. I never know what day I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. It just comes. Sometimes twice I was awake in the shower one time.
The shower?
Yeah. And she had about 4 or 5, a girl, beautiful girl, had wings, the whole thing. And long hair, and he was floating like this. So it's okay. Why you do this? And then the other one, I was downtown, just walking, and all of a sudden, real quiet, almost singing. He says, "Weave." What? I thought I was crazy. But he wanted me to weave. And so I do. I put the good one hand.
You weave?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I'm pretty good, actually.
Teresa spends so much time visiting with angels that she had one tattooed on her arm.
She was so mad at me, my husband, he says, I've got to do this. What I've seen a lot of angels, it's short hair.
Oh, they have short hair?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a tattoo that she has on her arm of a beautiful angel. Maybe we'll take a picture of it and post it online.
Oh, okay.
Were you religious before any of this?
No, I didn't. I never did. One time, by 10, for a week, I went to church. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I did not have church. I believed it was God. I believe him, but I just never thought about it until I won heaven. And now it's, you'll believe how much my house has angels. Thousands of them. I can't help it. I cannot lie. I can't. I'm different, I guess you could say.
Do you see angels here at Paonia Care?
It was sleeping, but three times actually.
What do you want to tell people about Christmas? Like, what's a message you want to send out there to people?
Be nice. Don't fight. Be happy, because it's so important you're happy. Someday they have another place. I've been there, and what I've seen is fabulous.
Barbara Redden moved to Hotchkiss with her husband in 1980 and raised her two boys there. Her husband grew up in Hotchkiss and wanted to come back to this area when he retired from the military. Barbara grew up in the South and told us this story about one Christmas when she was 5 years old that made a big impression on her. And a warning to our listeners, her story is disturbing.
We were poor as church mice, my family was. The blacks and whites were not allowed to live on the same street or on the same side of the street. And there were all black families on that side and all white families on this side. And Lizzie was my friend's name. She was 5 and I was 5. And I don't know about her, but she was my first friend ever. And we played in the middle of the street. It was a dirt road. And our mothers would always stand out in the yard and make sure that there was no black sedans coming down the street, because the KKK came every day to check. And we were not permitted to intermingle, period. And Lizzie crossed the street, and then she turned around and came back to where I was standing, and she said, come to my house. She said, look, we can't, they're going to get us. And she saw this black car coming when, as she had crossed to go home. And I said, no, it'll be all right. And of course it wasn't. And he warned my mother and her mother that if they caught us again, we would live to regret it. And about 20 minutes later, they came back down, and we were together again. And he walked over, the main guy walked over to where Lizzie was standing and took her arm and brought her around this way and threw her across the street into her yard. And her dad came running out of the house and screaming and just picked her up and carried her back to the house. And this guy with the fedora hat said, I told you you'd regret it. He said, now live with that. And they yelled at my mother to get me into the house, and they better not catch us again. And she was standing there bawling because she thought he was going to do the same thing to me. And she grabbed me and took me in the house. And before morning the next day, Lizzie's family had moved. I mean, they were gone, lock, stock, and barrel. And I never saw her again. I don't know if she was all right. I don't know if it killed her. I don't know. But that is my most memorable Christmas. I'll never forget it. And it was just really sad. And every time I think of Christmas, I think of Lizzie, you know. And I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
No, that's appropriate. Because I think a lot of people have sad memories around Christmas. It's not always a happy time for everyone. What do you think about how things have progressed over the years? Do you think...
They haven't progressed. It's still the same stuff under different clothing. And black people are still treated like they're less than. And it's not right. It's just not right. And I'm not here to fight that whole battle again or anything. But it's just, at some point, people need to realize black people are just like white people. You know, it's just the color of their skin. That's all. And it shouldn't be that way. Mm-hmm. But it is.
A lot of times I think around this season, people try to look for things that make them feel hopeful, and it's also a season of giving. What have you observed about the giving part?
We have several workers in this facility. We're not allowed to give them anything. They're not allowed to take anything or they'll lose their job, you know, and you're squelching people's desire to help. And I don't think that's right, you know. And it's not that I went to give the bath aid that gives me my bath every twice a week a gift, and she said, "Oh no, I can't take it." And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "Because I'll lose my job, and I can't afford to lose my job." And I said, "But Rosa, you've been really good to me, you know, and I appreciate it, and I'd like to show you." And she said, "I can't. It's risking too much. If I lose my job, I can't feed my kids."
No matter what situation you're in right now, you would still like to be able to give.
Yes, I would.
Christmas wish? Just something to put out there into the universe?
I wish we could be respectful and kind to each other. No matter where you're from or whether you speak English or not or if you don't speak it well, so what? You know? And now there's so much talk about the immigrants coming across the border and this type of thing. And I understand we need to protect our borders. But if you stop and think about it, there's not a person here anywhere that is not an immigrant. We're all immigrants, you know. It's true, the majority of us may be Irish immigrants, but we're still immigrants. You know, our families were immigrants. I think it's just ridiculous. And in a world where everybody talks about God's love and all of this, and yet when you try to show any compassion at all, you're looked down on and talked down on too, and it's just sad. It's really sad.
Well, thank you for sharing that. It's nice that you're just putting it all out there like that.
I always do. I say it and then I worry about it, you know. But I've never been one to keep my mouth shut.
Betty Bear Henderson has deep roots in the North Fork Valley. Her family immigrated from Yugoslavia and Italy to the area in the early 1900s. She grew up by the Bear Coal Mine above Somerset, Colorado, and had these memories to share.
Papa Tony came on down through the valley, and at Somerset saw some buddies and stayed there. He met my grandmother, Virginia, who immigrated from Italy in 1904 with her dad. And Papa and Mom were married in 1912 in Bowie. Now, Papa had three sons and a daughter, Charlie, my father, Jimmy, Edith, and Billy.
Does it make you sad to think about him?
No, it's just sad to think about the genealogy of the family and what went on.
Because your family had such a long history in this area, can you talk about the way Christmas was when you were growing up here and maybe how it's changed throughout the years?
Well, when we lived at the mine, there wasn't much to do. Christmas was very simple. We had Christmas dinners with my mother's brother and his wife, and it was just kind of different. You know, we had our Christmas tree, and we had our one big gift, but because it was the Depression, at the end of the Depression, there wasn't much money to be spent, and so Christmas was more family-orientated. There was the big house with Papa and Mom. There was Daddy's house, which was on the river with Mom and Dad and I. And Uncle Jimmy's house was against the cliff with Jimmy and Thelma. And so we were a close-knit family from the beginning, so even though, you know, it was fun. I don't remember much about Christmas in Somerset. Christmas in Somerset was, like I said, it was the Depression. We were all immigrant families. I'm second-generation American, which is, when you think about it, on my dad's side, pretty doggone tough. You had to be tough to do it.
What do you think about Christmas now? What is Christmas like at Paonia Care? And what?
Well, I'm not going to be at Paonia Care for Christmas. I'm really, really hoping to be with my oldest son and his family in Utah. Their tradition, that's the one that is very special to me, is that they told their two-year-old son, my oldest son, told his two-year-old son that Santa Claus was coming and he would be here tomorrow, and that they would open the presents under the Christmas tree. Well, tomorrow came, and Anthony got up and went to the Christmas tree and unwrapped every present under the Christmas tree. Every present. So then he went in and he said, "Oh, Mom and Daddy, Santa's been here." Well, oh, Mom and Daddy had to go out and see and then rewrap everything under the Christmas tree. So when I got to the house that morning, the kids told me what had gone on, and we kind of just went on about Christmas that day, and Anthony got to unwrap his gifts again. And the next Christmas, it was, "Mom, can you come down and sleep on the couch under the Christmas tree?" And so it's been that family tradition for the last 33 years for me to go to wherever the kids are. It's Christmas under their tree. Because it's fun if the kids get up in the middle of the night and see the presents. But to see them is one thing, but to open them in is another. And so that my job was to sleep under the Christmas tree so Mom and Daddy could sleep until after the kids got up and I could be there. There's Christmases when I slept in the recliner with one sick baby on one shoulder, and the next Christmas it might be the other one was in my lap, you know. But for the last 33 years, it's been Grandma under the Christmas tree until Grandpa and Grandma get up.
That's a really good tradition. I like that one. Yeah. Is there anything you want to just send out there to people? A message? A wish for just all of us?
Just a wish for a merry, very merry, merry Christmas. And enjoy what you have now.
In a world full of constant distractions, we encourage you to hold each other a little closer this holiday season. Be present with your families and cherish the moments that you have together. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
And I'm Allie Lightfoot. Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten?